Welcome to day 5 of the 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're reading from Mark chapter 11 verses 23 through 24. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have what he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Today, you might face a mountain that is in the form of a disease, a mountain that is in the form of a difficulty, financially, emotionally. Whatever that mountain is, God wants you to know, He wants it to be moved from your life. And the Bible tells us that as we say, be moved, in other words, as we speak it to leave our lives, and we believe that what we say will happen, it happens. This is not about you. This is about your Savior. He wants you to live without obstruction and obstacles coming against your life. He wants you to live with a path in front of you that is obstacle free. But as the devil comes and places mountains in your lives, he wants you to call out and speak to it. So much of seeing God move is in repeating the word of God and speaking with faith to it. Today I want you to speak to your mountain, whether it's sickness, fear, financial lack. Repeat after me and say, whatever your mountain is, for example sickness, say, sickness, be moved from my life. Be cast into the sea. As I pray and declare, Jesus is my Lord, I speak to you that because of who Christ is and what he has done for me, you will be moved in Jesus' name. Amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.